This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. In honor of the late Queen Elizabeth II, Governor Jared Polis has ordered the state to lower flags to half staff effective immediately and until sunset on the day the Queen is buried. It follows a similar proclamation honoring Elizabeth II by President Joe Biden. Prosecutors from all over Colorado today have released data from prosecutions for the first time in the state. Larimer County District Attorney Gordon McLaughlin says the data highlights prosecution trends on plea deals, felony and misdemeanor cases, racial disparities in case filings, and much more.
I think a lot of us, myself included, and our office included, recognize that, you know, there are systemic inequalities in the criminal justice system, and we have a part in addressing those.
8 of 22 district attorney offices in the state are participating, but those districts represent 70% of the state's population. The latest COVID-19 booster is now available in Colorado, including at 10 new community vaccination sites. The new vaccine dose targets the Omicron variant and the original coronavirus. Governor Polis visited a site at Ball Arena this week and got his shot. So did Fred Burnell, a Denver resident.
I just thought it would be a good idea, you know, considering that we're about to enter flu season and all.
The community vaccine sites are opening around the state, including in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Grand Junction, Durango, and Fort Collins. The site also offers first and second doses for anyone 6 months and older. A third dose is available for children ages 5 through 11. Right now in Denver, it's 87 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 97 degrees. And in Boulder, it's 86 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.